From GEICO Subconscious News, I'm Tammy Racing Thoughts, broadcasting from your brain. You think you live in a pretty safe place, but you just heard about a break-in 4 miles away, which isn't close, but it isn't far either, you know? Art Palpitations is on the scene.
I sure am, Tammy, and I don't even know why I drove out here, because as you know, you got customized renter's insurance through GEICO, so your stuff is covered.
Oh, well, that's great. Any sign of crime there, Art?
Just some light littering, Tammy, but like they say, a little litter can lead to a lot.
Wise words. It feels good to worry less. It feels good to GEICO.
The following podcast is a member of the Great Big Owl family.
Hello and welcome to a brand new My Mate Bought a Toaster. I always say that at the beginning, Sam Baines. I always say hello and welcome to a brand new My Mate Bought a Toaster. Shall I try something different? Or don't.
Yeah.
If it ain't broke,
do
or should
a
I?
Special voice.
Okay.
Or I could do it.
Oh yeah, go on then. Here we go.
Hello and welcome to a brand new episode of My Mate Bought a Toaster.
That's very good indeed.
Thank you.
And joining us today, a fantastic comedian and TV presenter and writer and all sorts. And we're delighted to have him on the show. It's the wonderful David Morgan. Hello.
Hello.
Hi.
This is actually a little bit terrifying.
Yes.
Yeah.
Because people don't realise it goes right back.
I've been on the internet. Like my entire adult life, like my mom's a nerd, so like I was on it very early. I was using Amazon before it was even in the UK.
Mm.
I won a competition when I was little, and I got like an Amazon book voucher, and I used it to only buy books about musical theatre that you couldn't buy in the UK.
Oh,
so
that's
that
amazing.
Was
wow.
I know, amazing. Right?
You're always ahead of trends as well, I feel.
I'm a very techie person.
So yeah. What are you doing now that's techie and like we're all going to be doing in 5 years' time? It's not FaceApp, is it, making yourself look old? What is...
No, I think... Oh, God.
TikTok?
I am on TikTok.
Are you?
And
God, I joined it for about 10 minutes to couldn't stand it.
I have to... like have a lie down afterwards because the creativity and exuberance of the youth is very, very intimidating.
They're all on sort of internet whiz, basically, aren't they? They're all just sort of like, do you know what I mean? They're just buzzing their tits off on ADHD.
Well, this is the problem. Like when I was little, I thought I'd have to keep up to date with music to understand the youth so I wouldn't appear old.
Yeah.
But it turns out that that's not the case. I had to keep up to date with YouTubers and TikTokers and now that's bonkers. So I'm having to learn about these trends. Like, so there's...
is that what they're called? TikTokers?
I do not know, actually.
No, I'm sure they must
that's
be TikTokers, is it?
Yeah.
What do you do? I'm a tocker.
I'm a ticker and a tocker.
But there's like these trends that happen on TikTok that you have to sort of understand where they come from. So at the moment, lots of people are kind of sellotaping their feet to random objects to a song called I'm In My Louboutins.
Sure.
So like one guy sellotaped his feet to two cars and then those two cars like reversed. It is
so dangerous.
Wow. So this is what the generation must have felt like when, you know, the Beatles played a gig on a rooftop or something. It must have been like, oh, this is crazy, these children.
And in 40 years Richard Curtis will make a film when TikTok never happened.
Exactly. Oh, well, that'd be great. Richard Curtis will totally do that. Alright, so David Morgan, let's go back into the mists of time. We're going to go back to 2002 when you must have been like 14 because you were ridiculously
you're so
young anyway.
Kind.
Well, 2002, where were you in 2002? What was going on in your
2002,
life?
2002, I had left secondary school, so I was in college.
Okay.
I was at Stratford-upon-Avon College.
Uh-huh.
And I was... Oh, no, 2000... Oh, no, I left school in 2000. Yeah, see, I did just graduated college. Left college.
Well, on the 11th of July, day before my birthday.
Oh.
So...
The day before. Oh, my sister's the 10th of July. Look at that.
Oh, come on. The Morgans are the prices. There you go. Yes, I'm definitely a type. And you bought Dancing Stage Euromix and Dance Mat Bundle for $34.99. This is the PlayStation, and it must say the icon for it is one of the most exuberant images of someone dancing on a dance mat. No one has ever danced on a dance mat like that. Well, flares were cool in 2002.
You haven't seen me.
So tell us about that, please.
I love dance mats, like, fully. I've just broken up with my ex-fiancé, but when we were talking about our wedding, he hated being the centre of attention. So trying to get a wedding set up was a nightmare for both of us, because I occasionally don't mind being the centre of attention. Like, I don't mind people...
don't hate it.
...noticing
loves me.
So trying to, like, wrangle someone being... not wanting to be the centre of attention, the person who is only living for that and ceases to exist when not observed...
Yeah.
it's difficult. So the only way I got him to agree to do a first dance was if we hired a dance mat machine.
Amazing.
And made that our first dance.
Oh, that's so cool.
Because both of us love dance. I love dance mats. It was like, I'm into gaming a bit. I'm not a great gamer because my hand-eye coordination is embarrassing.
But also, you now need to be an android to be able to game well. Yeah, it's incredible how difficult they are to
do. It's so insane. And also, they're just too in-depth. Like, there's one game called Persona, where half of the game is you playing as a teenage boy at high school, and it happens in real time. And I'm like, but I don't want to get the train in real time, because I do that every day.
That's
so mad. It's so bonkers. But back in the old days when games were fun and the PlayStation 2 existed, so I had this. I had the Britney Spears specific dance game, which had its own dance mat and different rules.
Did you dress in a school uniform for the Britney Spears dance?
Did you have to shave your head?
or shave your head in the car park.
100%. But I was really good at it. And this was me rebuying it. Because we had a dance mat and then we lost them, and so I rebought a dance mat because I was having a dance mat party.
A dance mat party. Yeah. Oh my
god. Can we do one of those,
please? Oh, 100%.
And so you love dance mats, and now, for anyone who doesn't know, you work on a dance show.
So this is important
Magic
information.
Magic Mike Live.
So Sam Baines and David Morgan both work on Magic Mike Live. So you guys have got all the in jokes of working together on this incredible show.
I know, right?
Where every night you're surrounded by naked lithe men.
Yes. They're not fully naked. They keep their pants on.
Okay, and so I stay fully dressed throughout.
So are you dressed throughout the whole show?
I'm so close.
Okay, and you don't get to dance.
I do dance.
Just not on stage.
I'm just not choreographed. I love dancing. I love it. But I cannot pick up choreography. And what I think they think is a compliment, but the dancers all have said to me individually, I love the way you dance, David, because I just don't understand it. And I think they're being nice.
Yeah.
He dances a lot in warm-up.
I dance all the time.
So you'll be the way you dance, future generations, when you're long since dead, will say, wow, that guy was a...
But I dance for me. Like, I really enjoy it, because I think there's a freedom in it, there's a joy in it, it doesn't make any sense. And I also don't really care what people think about me dancing. So, I love it so much that the joy of it when somebody loses themselves into it is how I remember all of my friends. Like, if you ask me to think of any of my mates, like the image that comes to mind is them losing, like literally dancing like nobody's watching to go all full Driftwood Etsy on you.
Yeah.
I love that idea because it's so beautiful to watch someone just let themselves go entirely. Yeah. And I really, really, I cherish that when I do it, and I cherish it when I can see it in somebody else. So I really enjoy the dancing. And then dance mat's great because you get to do that competitively.
Yeah.
And it was also a game that I could beat people at, which is very rare for me.
But you are being validated on every single possible level by
100%.
This thing.
It's the joy. It'd be pissing me joy for me.
So fair to say that dance mat's the most important thing in your life. We've established that very early on in this podcast. We've got some reviews here, Sam?
Amazon customer agrees. Mm-hmm. 4 stars. Absolutely brilliant. I don't know why it's just 4 stars. I bought this as a present for my 11-year-old sister. Instead of doing my usual pre-Christmas test of all the electronic items soon to be given away to relatives, I left this one untouched until Christmas Day. This is proper description of
She's like, she's
my
sister.
This is a review that's lived in real time. Yeah. Much like the computer.
My sister opened it. Didn't think much of it. So myself, 24 in brackets, and my adorable little sister, a little 7-year-old cousin, sneaked it away to the confines of the living room to have a go. As time progressed, different relatives started to join us in the room and looked on with childish expressions of glee on their faces. After Christmas dinner with champagne flowing, all right, flex, and lack of inhibitions, we were all on it. Plenty of spotty dogs going on.
What's a spotty dog? Is that a move? Is that a dance move, David? I mean, not that you'd know a dance move, David, because that's choreography.
I have no idea what this woman is talking about.
I've got to say, her love for it is very genuine. It's reminding me, it's Morgan-esque, the love for the dance mat here.
Plenty of spotty dogs going on for my Uncle Paul after a few brandies. We marked ourselves by taking the booze away from the perfects and had an absolutely brilliant time doing it. Everyone was on it, and many of us had to run to the loo after bursting into a fit of giggles at some of the river dance movements going on.
Why don't they just say we literally pissed ourselves?
Yeah.
This is so good.
Also, she gave it 4 stars. Anyway.
That person is Edinburgh critic. Edinburgh critic right there.
She's working for Fest.
Needless to say, I ordered myself my own before coming home. And here it was 2 days ago when I got here. I decided to go for the dance stage party edition as I wanted to see how different it was to the other one. Both are good, but I would definitely recommend the DSPE due to having more songs, including Kylie and the Bloodhound Gang.
Yes, the Bloodhound Gang is good. That's the Bad Touch, which is a great song.
You and
absolutely
me, baby,
a must-have. Wow. Buy it now, in capitals, for hours of entertainment and exercise for all the family. Also a cracker to take to a leaving do or a Christmas function at work.
This is such a good review.
Oh, she's put PS, only 4 stars because the DSPE version is better.
All right, okay. What is DSP? Oh, dance party something. Okay.
Do you dance stage party? Yeah.
Thank you.
Do you think...
You can put those letters after your name, like MBE.
Oh my God, I would love that.
David Morgan, DSP.
Do you think that's her main method of articulating her place in the world? Do you think that's like, this is what she lives for?
This is her book. Yeah. Everyone has a book in them. That's She's amazing. Got many Amazon reviews.
All right, good. Well, we've established very early on that there is joy to be had buying this stuff on Amazon. We are right back in the wilds of David Morgan's history here.
I didn't know you'd go this far back.
Oh, of course. That's what we do.
Start at the very beginning.
It's deep Amazon penetration. 2003 now. Two orders placed in 2003. You got the Witches of Eastwick soundtrack.
Oh my God!
Of course you did. £9.45. January 2003. It's a blue time of year. So what you need is the Witches of Eastwick soundtrack. Is that a favourite one of yours?
I saw that with my mum and little sister back in the old days in London when I was. So I'm from Solihull. Uh-huh. So going into London to see a show was like a big thing. It's very exciting.
Yes.
And obviously I like musical theatres because cliche. And and it was my only way of understanding and evoking emotion.
He still does. He talks about it. He knows so much about musicals.
Have you watched Come From Away yet?
I've seen it twice.
I think it's one of the best things I've ever seen with my eyes.
It's probably the most specifically perfect piece of theatre I've seen because everything fits correctly. There is no... Everything is right for the piece. No one like stands out. I cried when they used the revolve 40 minutes in, like they wait to use it and you're like, you've held on to that and now it works.
40 minutes in, they're over halfway through the show and yet they've still waited.
Also it's straight through, so you don't get that lull, you don't get the pre-interval hoopla.
I don't have to speak to my wife in the interval, which is always awkward, and I'm like, oh, I've got nothing to say.
And you're home by 10:15. It's perfect.
Trust me, Come From Away is the perfect theatrical experience on every single level.
I've
but
not
we must
seen it.
Oh, it's so good.
So, the Witches in Eastwick was kind of the first kind of grown up one I think I saw. Because this, by the way, 2002, that's not when it was out. Like, that was an archive.
Yeah.
Music. That was an archive CD I was ordering because you couldn't get it on anything.
Yeah.
And so I wanted a couple of songs and it had Maria Friedman in it and she flew on a broom over our heads. It was very exciting.
Well, similarly.
Yeah.
You've also ordered in 2003 Lilo and Stitch plus free Stitch soft toy.
Why?
Do you still have that?
I don't have it anymore, actually. Lilo and Stitch is one of the best Disney movies.
Really?
Yeah.
Is that right? I've never seen it.
Oh my.
I've never seen it.
You Seriously. Need to. It's absolutely brilliant. It's so good.
Moana.
But it's a Polynesian theme, but it's a very different story. And also, you just shook your head at Manoa, which means you cannot have opinions.
Moana is the best thing ever.
It's not that good. It's not as good as Frozen, for goodness sake.
I name all of my gadgets after baddies in the Walt Disney World universe. So my current phone, because it is shiny, is called Tamatoa.
Wow.
And my AirPods are called Pain and Panic because, of course.
I mean, this is amazing. This is incredible stuff. Anything else? Anything else get named in your house?
Oh, yeah. So my laptop is called Mowgli because I bought it when I did I'm a Celebrity, Get Me Out of Here Now. So yeah. The jungle.
Okay.
My Apple Watch is called Jiminy Cricket because it tells me to do good things, and that's why I'm not wearing it right now.
This is great. And also demented.
Yes,
but
yes,
mainly
totally.
Great. So David Morgan, comedian, TV presenter. 2004, you were 2004.
Yes.
Nothing was bought on Amazon.
No, I just moved to Leicester. I moved to Leicester in 2003. I was at university. And 2004 would have been the year when I broke up from my then longest relationship. We were together 3 and a bit years.
Okay.
So I was very much living alone, being poor.
2005, he's buying things again. 2003, I don't know. Well, I've done that. But only one item. 14th of April, you bought the Bat Boy soundtrack.
Oh my God, Bat Boy.
Tell us about this, please.
I went to see Bat Boy in London's glittering West End. Uh-huh. Bat Boy is a musical based on, you know, like the National Enquirer kind of Bat Boy found in cave.
Yes, okay.
So it's like a modern musical. It's very it's kind of really pulpy. It's a bit like a grungy Rocky Horror, really, right. But it's, I really enjoy it. It's about the this Bat Boy trying to become a human, what it means to be human, that kind of stuff.
There's only three reviews for Bat Boy soundtrack.
Obviously not one of the bigger musicals. This isn't the Hamilton of the Nazis.
They all love it, though. Derek says, 5 stars, bat-tastic.
Well done, Derek. Thanks for coming, Derek. Drop in again.
You can see the wry smile he made as he wrote that down, can't you? Like, as he typed it in, ooh.
I was singing it all year in capitals till I was arrested. Twice.
Oh my god.
My favourite tune, spelt T-O-O-N, is Hold Me Bat Boy. You'll probably think I'm a real suck up in capitals.
Oh my god.
But fangs for the fun, Bat Boy.
He okay, David, is he making puns here on the show? Because
so
I don't get
puns.
That.
He is. He's written that in prison, hasn't he?
Because
he became a bat.
Also, 5 stars, excellent. So pleased to have this. Did not enjoy the show. And now wonder why, as the score was so good. Great quality, great condition, arrived very promptly. Why would you order the soundtrack didn't enjoy the show?
It's like someone wanting to document every single show they go to, isn't it? And just have it there on a shelf.
Oh, Sam Baines, you don't understand musical theatre fans in any way.
Is that what you have to do? So this is these are the plastic bag carriers in the audience, the people who are really obsessed.
Oh, yeah, totally, like the train spotters, like they'll go see everything. Like, I mean, I hated Viva Forever, but I saw it 4 times. Every time they had a rewrite, I was right there, like straight away.
Also, amazing. Charlotte, 5 stars, be bitten by this fabulous musical.
Oh. Charlotte, Derek's daughter there, stepping up. 2006, Nothing's Bought, nothing happens in 2006. 2007, Nothing is Bought. So we're going into quiet times here in the life of David Morgan. Obviously, someone's found out about Napster and they're downloading all their musicals illegally.
2008, nothing.
Wow, I didn't shop at all. I mean, it's really going to pick up in a couple of years.
Well, yeah, 2009 is one thing bought in the whole year. But isn't it interesting? It must be said, but this always flags us up on this podcast. We buy odds and ends on Amazon in the noughties. And suddenly in about 2012, 13, and it's not just because a lot of our guests have had kids at that time, people start buying everything.
Yeah.
Everything. It's like in the noughties, we were all spending our money in Tesco. Mm-hmm. And the teenies, whatever the hell they're going to be called, Amazon wakes up. Anyway, for now, we're totally. In 2009. You bought Scribblenauts on the Nintendo DS.
Oh my God, Scribblenauts. That's adorable. So this was like a...
ages 12 and over.
Which I very much was. You write a sentence, you can conjure anything in the Scribblenauts universe to help you solve a problem.
Okay.
So, like, you'd write, I don't know, like rock, and a rock would appear, or flamingo, and a flamingo would appear, and then you'd use that to kind of solve a problem.
Okay.
It's quite a fun game, but it's also, it got a bit tedious.
Well, someone asked the question, would it be too difficult for a 7-year-old?
No, it wouldn't.
And the reply is, not really.
Also, what's noticeable is that the game cost £24.96. Can you believe how much money we'd spend on these games now compared to buying apps of games? £24.96, but also, you've only spent £4.96. You've used a voucher. Someone's given you a £20 voucher and you've used it.
I think I got given a £20 voucher as a present for doing well at work.
What were you doing at work at this stage?
So I was working at the National Space Centre.
Awesome!
Amazing.
And I was one of the... they were called Space Crew, right? Which... I went to America that year as well, and it was when they were starting to get really aggressive on immigration.
Right.
So I got pulled aside, and they yelled at me, and I forgot my age because I was so panicked. And then they were like, "What do you do for a living?" And I was like, "Well, I'm a student." And he goes, "Well, what else do you do to make money?" I was like, "Oh, I'm Space Crew." Because I wanted to be honest and not lie. But then as I said the words, I was like, "Oh, that doesn't make any sense, does it?"
That's amazing.
I mainly just kind of make sure that people don't get sick in the planetarium and that children don't have sex in the stellarium. That's what I'm essentially doing.
It's just a lot of clearing up.
Was that
lunches.
The hot, sexy place?
Well, because we had lots of school groups, and generally it was like old, like kind of year kind of 9, 10, 11 would come.
Oh, God, is that when they start doing it?
Yeah, and the stellarium is a totally pitch black room with a 3D map of the stars in the middle. So it's dark.
Perfect.
And quite romantic. I've brought you here to look at the stars.
What? If you go to Leicester, the Stellarium, it's the only one in Europe, and it is beautiful. It's a map of the closest 100.
And a great place for a fondant.
Not anymore. So now I went recently for the Leicester Comedy Festival, and I went back to the Space Centre to have a look.
Yeah.
And now it used to be quiet and nothing in there. Now when you walk in, it goes, "Welcome to the Stellarium!" to make it deliberately the least sexy place in the world.
Stop fucking! Look at the stars.
Hi, I'm Julia Rayside, and I'd like to invite you aboard my podcast. Always There is the only podcast to navigate through every single episode in order of the 1980s seafaring soap opera, Howard's Way. You don't have to love Howard's Way or even remember it. We're going to talk about it anyway, because I think it's brilliant.
Somebody's nicked my bloody boat!
Okay, let's move on from 2009 then, as we venture into David Morgan's life. 2010, nothing again. That's fine. 2011, we have got four things bought in 2011. Okay. Where are we, David Morgan? Are we still in Leicester now? Or?
2011, yes, I'm still in Leicester. I'm working at, had I quit by then?
I don't know.
I'm trying to remember my life.
Yeah.
Definitely still in Leicester. I've started comedy. I started comedy in 2008.
Okay.
Through the Leicester Comedy Festival. And then 2009 was my first Edinburgh. So 2011 was going to be my first solo show.
Ah, right. Okay, fine. Heading up to Edinburgh with your first solo show. Yeah, all right. Yeah. So in June 2011, you bought a Griffin Apple iPad stylus pen.
I got an iPad. There you go.
You got an iPad. Things are going. Mm-hmm. Did you have a Disney name for the iPad back then?
I did, actually. My first iPad, I believe, was called Ursula. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay. Any reason why? I don't know who the character Ursula is.
It was black and shiny.
Little Mermaid.
My childhood was awful. I don't have any happy memories at all. No, I never watched the Little
Poor
Mermaid.
Unfortunate souls.
Seriously.
In pain.
You bought.
In need.
I mean,
someone's auditioning for the live show.
You bought Givenchy. Amarige Eau de Toilette Spray for Kathy Morgan.
I did for my mum. That's my mum's scent at the time.
You spent zero.
I got a gift card. That was my mum's like smell. My parents are very into their smells because they like and it evokes a certain point. And my mum was down, and that smell reminded her of our first ever trip to Disney. Because she bought it with that, and so that was like a memory of that for her.
Oh, lovely. Yeah. Disney's a very important part of your life.
I loved it, yeah, again.
Clearly. Okay, then I'm skipping ahead now to 2012, now we're going to go for, which is the Olympic year. And you've bought the Blu-ray of the London 2012 Olympic Games. You bought it after the Olympics, which makes sense, I guess, in October. It's still the best thing that's ever happened, or probably now will ever happen to this country, right?
Part of my self-care is I watch the opening ceremony once a month. From
serious?
Beginning to end, yeah.
Now, is that because it tunes into your musical theatre kind
what?
Of love? No,
what?
It has. It's an incredible spectacle.
I have never heard this about you.
Really?
What?
I watch it every month. Sometimes twice a month if I'm really down.
You should live tweet that.
I didn't even watch the whole thing when it happened.
Oh, no, it was the best night of the country's life.
I love
amazing.
Pageantry. And you never get to do this. You never get to spend this much money on something so stupid. And the only reason it exists is to make us feel proud and happy. It's just joy. Yeah. We're not talking about all of our dark past or whatever. Obviously, that's kind of in there. But generally, it's just like, look how good we are. And British people never do this. We never do it. Even when we're doing something we enjoy, we're like, well, this is shit. Yeah. So this was like the biggest articulation of how amazing and beautiful and joyous it can be to be British. And it made me so happy. Yeah. I don't care about sport. It's boring to me. It's the same thing every time. Like, there's only two outcomes and meh. But
some people feel that way about musical theatre, to be fair.
I mean, they're wrong. But
there aren't only two outcomes.
Yeah, lots of stuff can happen.
One outcome in musical theatre.
An expensive gin and tonic. But the Olympics are beautiful because it's this, everyone comes together, everyone's happy.
Spice Girls stand on taxis, people jump on beds.
I was living in London at that point as well, and London during the Olympics was like a utopia. Do you remember?
Yeah.
It was, people were nice, there was room, stuff worked.
They found whole new lanes on the roads just for Olympic traffic, so it was incredible.
Unbelievable. Yeah. And so the opening ceremony, with Danny Boyle and the music and the way that it drew on what it was actually like to be British rather than what we tell people. Oh my God, so gorgeous. And the lighting of the torch is one of the most beautiful moments. It's so gorgeous. The idea that they literally pass the torch to the youth and then they all light it together, and then it comes like all these individual flames come to one thing. And I think that is incredibly British. That whole idea of like, we're all individuals, but we do work too hard to bring everything together. I mean, it's all fallen to fuckery now.
To be fair,
I'm finding it hilarious how much the two of you are like feeling that this is magical.
It was magical.
Tom
I don't understand.
Price, you just made a pfft noise to to go with the sound of.
Okay, I'll try that.
This DVD has 1,085 customer reviews.
Because it is important.
I think that's one of
the... We only want to hear the one-star ones. Who are the people moaning about it?
3%.
Waste of money. This was a bit of Labour propaganda.
I have only watched the opening and closing ceremony, though.
Have you watched none of the sport?
None of the sport.
None of... Literally.
Zero sport.
No spoilers for you. We did really well in the sport.
I remember. I got really into it, but I don't need to watch it again because it's just...
I can't believe you've not watched the sport.
There's no artistry to it, is there?
Elizabeth says one star, rubbish is the title, and then rubosh is the description.
We'll go on.
Rubbish spelt wrong. That's it.
All right. Rubosh.
P.D. Needham says, admittedly, it's taken me 2 years to get around.
Oh my God. It's been on my list of things to do.
It's taken me 2 years to get around to watching this. Finally did this, only to discover that the first two discs are missing.
Oh, no. That's not really the fault of Danny Boyle
et al. He never thought to open
it. That's a packing.
Yeah,
incredible really sporting event. One stars because the disc was wrong.
Fair enough.
one bit which I could watch was the closing ceremony. So bad. Coldplay couldn't even sing Vida La Vida.
Really?
One star.
The closing ceremony was not as good.
Yeah, you get the feeling they sort of thought, we'll come up with the opening ceremony in the 5 years leading up to it. While the Olympics are on, we'll think of an ending.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? And they just sort of bodged it together and it just...
We did get the best ever remix of Spice Up Your Life, though, with car screeches and horns, which was just brilliant.
It was a bit like when you compare a stand-up show and you have to go on at the end.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? And you have to sort of wrap it up and maybe you've kept a little stand-up back for that last bit, but everyone's leaving by now.
Yeah, and it's all like, don't worry, guys. We'll still feel like this next year. We'll still feel like this.
Stay in touch, America. Russia. Be strong. See you soon. No, they've gone.
It's all right, guys. We've got a park now.
Sarah Murray says, marvellous, spelt with one L. Mm-hmm. This truly is a must-have. I live in Hong Kong and the coverage here was a bit sparse and we only really had highlights of the opening on our local TV. And the sports covered were very locally orientated, e.g. lots of table tennis and basketball. So I was delighted at the richness of this set of DVDs from the wonderful opening right through. Yes, it is biased towards Team GB and all its successes. And I loved that.
Yes.
I had tears in my eyes throughout the award ceremonies. Oh. I jumped about at all the competitions and the immense pride I had at being British cannot be described. It is a wonderful bargain, one that I will play over and over.
Fantastic.
Quality.
That's a lovely review.
That's nice.
BBC is his best.
Yeah. I mean, the Danny Boyle director's commentary of the opening ceremony is also a must watch.
Oh, does he talk through what's going on then? And does he reveal any moments where it nearly went wrong?
He does. There's so much. And the documentary about it.
I couldn't bear watching it.
Oh, I love it.
That would be like punishment.
I can watch a documentary about how to paint a wall. You get those documentaries about the tube line.
I could watch that.
Oh, I love that sort of
stuff. Did we get into marble racing on YouTube?
No.
It's got really into marble racing and domino toppling on YouTube. Oh, I would watch hours.
And does it have commentary on it? Do people talk? Oh, I love, that's what I like. I like the verbal.
They talk it like the marbles have agency. Oh, Big Red's gone round the corner.
I love it. That's very Big Red. That's very Big Red.
Great.
He would do that. All right, we're going to skip on ahead because we're running out of time with you, David Morgan. So we're going to go to 2017. All right.
Okay, fine.
2017.
I definitely have money now.
Okay. Yeah. Well, clearly your career is doing incredibly well. The success of being on the telly, doing the presenting, and you've spent it on a Travelscope 70 telescope kit. Who are you looking at?
Okay, the telescope was a birthday present for my mum.
Oh, it's for Kathy Morgan. It is. She's smelling. £78.
Yeah. My mum and dad live up in Yorkshire now because they have got to the age where they don't like people anymore.
Uh-huh.
And the scars are beautiful. My mum is a mega nerd, like a proper old nerd. And she's never had a telescope before and she loves the stars. So I bought her the stargazing app where you can put your iPad in the air.
Yes.
And I thought, well, why not? So me and my sister got her a telescope. And it's one of the loveliest gifts. She was really happy because it's like one of my... I love giving gifts. Like, I really like buying presents. And I like to buy something for someone that they wouldn't even ask for because they didn't know they wanted it.
Yes,
and
this was good.
This was one of those for my mum.
Like, and when she looks at the telescope, do you go next to her and go, welcome to Yorkshire! No sex while you're looking at the stars.
I mean, also, the only reason that the sky is so good where she lives is because she lives in a tiny village that refuses to have streetlights because at the council meeting, and I quote, why should I pay for other people to see in dark? Really? Yeah.
Wow.
Wow. I wonder how they voted in the referendum. Let's not dwell.
Well,
let's
to
not
talk
dwell.
About it.
The second page of 2017 is, I feel, particularly interesting.
It also starts, made more interesting by the fact you had a luxurious stretch while you said
it.
The second page.
On the 5th of April 2017, with the Fee Show Men's Open Butts Bulge Pouch Bodywear Jockstrap
Bodysuit. That's amazing.
Which was £8.84, which you then returned. Followed by the next day, the 6th of April 2017, with the Quinsung Men Gold Underwear Boxer Brief Synthetic Leather Underpants Shorts, £2.45. And then finally, on the 7th of April, the Men's Low Rise Sports Soft Running Training.
Show me them.
Lovely pants.
So I think we need to start with the Butts Bulge Pouch bodywear.
Yes.
It's kind of like the...
Me and my ex were experimenting.
So this, just as a description for people so they can imagine it.
It's a mankini, isn't it?
Sexy almost. Men's stretch bodysuit.
I mean, no, it is a sporting outfit.
As someone who's just admitted you never watch sports, this is a very different type of sport than the Olympics.
No. I do watch sports.
Oh, right. Oh, okay.
Just the reason for the sport happening is different. And the winner just gets to be the one that's on top. That's generally the kind of sport I'm watching.
So why have you bought this and what's going on here, please?
So, I got into the idea that I could invest in sex in a way that I hadn't before. Okay. And I like underwear. I think it's very hot. I think boys in underwear is magnificent. Mm. And I tried myself to be one of those kind of boys. And one of the things that I quite like is a wrestling singlet, because it's so hilarious that it's like this macho sport that you can literally see the veins of somebody's penis in.
Yeah, yeah. The homoeroticism of wrestling is there for all to see.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, yeah,
like, it's beautiful. Even like pretend wrestling, even like WWF, like it's just so gay.
Yeah.
And so me and my ex got really buff, and so we tried to get him some outfits for me to enjoy.
And did you enjoy them?
Oh, very much so.
Lovely. Well, that's a nice story.
The comment section of this seems like a dating app. Robert gave it 1 star. Okay. He says, just too large. To be honest, although this was extra large, my member was just too large for this, and my infamous large sacks hang out.
Infamous. His infamous.
And one person found that helpful.
Robert and his notorious scrote there. Thanks for the details, Robert. Wow. I'd love the idea of an infamous
sack. What a brag, though. I bought this when my dick was too big. Yeah, I mean, come on, mate. Come on.
I would take that back to the shop. Yeah. Sorry.
Bobby says, well, at long last, something that fits, 5 stars. To my utter amazement, this actually fitted, and as they say, like a glove. The pouch at the front was enough room to carry the jewels without crushing them and provides a little space for expansion.
Oh.
So much big dick bragging in this.
Yeah. The open butt is adequate, again, not squeezing it, but fits nicely and snugly.
Oh, the butt is open. Yeah, I hadn't realised that. Soz, let me click through.
Because that way you can still wear it doing the thing that you want to do when somebody wears it.
I look forward to next month's fetish night with renewed vigour. 4 people found that helpful.
It's currently unavailable.
I mean, it's definitely available somewhere else. But yeah. Yeah, oh my God, I completely forgot about that. How hilarious.
So that was followed by the gold.
Now, the gold hot pants. Are they just like hot pants?
Yeah.
They were for a costume party where it was a boring Rocky Horror.
£2.45, so not real gold.
Oh, no, they have since become nothing. I mean, they're a bin now, but like the gold rubbed off during the night.
They perished. Oh, really? Yeah. Okay. But then it rubs off, it makes glitter. Hooray!
Yeah.
So what we haven't talked about is why you returned the open butt.
Because the fit was wrong. That was the problem.
It's a shame you can't try this on in a shop, really. You'd like the idea of one boyfriend sitting there on the chair waiting while the other one appears from behind the curtain.
You go to Prowler in Soho, you can try this stuff on regulation, really? If you are the kind of person that likes their mouth to be zip closed.
It's like zippy, you mean.
Zippy's the first gimp on television.
The safety word is rainbow. Card shuffler. What on earth's going on there? Why have you bought on the 26th of March 2017, you bought a card shuffler? Why can't you just use your hands?
Because why would you when you could buy a machine? I don't understand. Everyone who's like, the people, like, we invent technology to make our lives easy.
Yeah.
I don't want to be the kind of person that's impressed that they can shuffle cards because I can't be bothered to learn. Buy a machine. Because it's always someone, when you're playing cards, when you're doing something, there's always one person who like, shuffles for attention.
Yeah.
And they do that kind of thing. And I'm like, it's uninteresting to me that you were so lonely that you taught yourself to do this. And you were like, well, when I finally get invited to play cards with someone, I can impress them.
I feel like that about people who do close-up magic.
Oh,
I like close-up magic, but at the same time, all I think is your childhood.
Oh, my God. So I think magicians and comedians are very similar.
Yes.
It's just that we couldn't make friends, and the way we tried to do it is with other people, whereas they were like, I can trick them into liking me.
Yes.
I feel that's what happened, because I was so close to going into magic.
That's what comedians do as well, trick people into liking them, but just in person.
But the way we train is by being with other people.
Yeah.
Magicians train in secret. Like, I used to know a magician who would try and pull women in bars, and when he got them back to his, there was a topper for the trick that he tried to pull them with, because his couch would be another reveal.
That's horrific.
No woman ever saw that.
Good.
About the card shuffler, someone's asked, does this product actually work? And someone's replied with, yes, and causes some amusement.
Only some.
Use that on your next poster.
It is really fun. I like a card.
Any other questions on there, which David could answer, seeing as he does have the card shuffler? Because I do like it when we can do a Q&A with someone who owns the product.
Okay. I don't have it anymore. It's in my ex-boyfriend's house.
Oh, right. Okay, fine. Let's order him a new one now. Order it while you're in his account, Sam. Order it for him.
Would it work with Pokemon cards?
Do you know what? It would. Yes, great. It would work with Pokemon cards. I don't know why. I suppose you would have to shuffle them, but yeah. Mm-hmm. But you don't want to risk kind of, because it does kind of batter the sides of the cards a little bit, because obviously it's not a very expensive card shuffler. Right. So you wouldn't want to kind of dent your shinies.
Well, this sounds like an innuendo. Does this work with smaller than average cards?
Stop it. Babe. Please.
I don't think it would, actually. You'd have to get a normal size card deck.
Oh, really? Standard size cards only? All right, so not with business cards. If you're having some sort of swinging party, pop the business cards
that
in there.
That would be amazing.
Neil from accounts. Well done.
Oh, my God, I would so go to that party. That would be so fun.
Don't tell him that. He will actually organise that party now.
A business card party.
That's amazing.
I mean, we talked about TikTok. Maybe that's the next thing. November 2018.
Yeah.
You've bought, what is this? Yumis Mermaid Tail Blanket Cozy Soft Crochet All Season Snuggle Mermaid Sleeping Bag.
Two of them.
Those of you at home. So this was a opening night present for two of the girls at work, and I bought them a mermaid blanket. So it's a crocheted mermaid tail.
Amazing. That you wear,
and they are amazing.
And they love them.
They're so cool.
We call them mermaids in the show.
Yeah, because they dance in the water.
So these guys are in Magic Mike?
Yes.
I see.
So there's a sexy water dance where it rains on them, and so they call themselves mermaids.
Oh. But who knew that existed? And this is the wonder of Amazon, Googling it and then finding it.
I had previously bought one before for my boyfriend.
And was it open-bottomed or... like the previous product?
I did not fuck him in the mermaid tail.
Why?
But we had a blanket. Why wouldn't you buy something fun rather than just a boring IKEA blanket? And also, they weren't that expensive. And for a period, they were quite trendy on Instagram.
Very, very cool indeed. They're gorgeous.
People love these.
Yeah, go on, let's have some reviews.
4.1 out of 5 stars. Someone's just written 5 stars, cute, with a picture of themselves in it.
Yeah.
I was not expecting there to be an open area at the back.
Are you kidding? They do have an open area at the back.
So it can be more like a blanket.
Yeah, so you can get in. Otherwise, it'd be a bit too snug.
So you can get right in. So what I love about this is the variety of things that you're buying on here. It's completely brilliant. There's gifts, there's fun being had left, right and centre, and there's life and there's love and there's laughter. And then we end on June 2019.
Jesus Christ.
With a steam iron. You spent $18.99 on an iron. I'm watching you grow up, David Morgan. I'm watching you grow up and I like it.
So... when I broke up with my ex and I've just moved into a place and he separated all of the items, all of our belongings together. And I did not get the iron that I had purchased.
Right.
And I'm also not petty enough to go after it or slash want to get in contact and have that chat.
Just buy a new iron. It's much easier.
And also the place I moved into, no one irons their clothes.
No.
I live with French people who don't iron their clothes, apparently.
I don't really iron my clothes.
French are shabby chic. It's what they do.
How do you walk out without ironed clothes?
because it's just easier. Also, buy things don't that don't need to be ironed.
I'm so sorry, I don't iron my clothes either. I would love to back you up on this. I maybe iron a shirt every now and again.
Yeah, like one item.
You have to iron a shirt though, right?
Oh yeah, you have to. Yeah, unless you get one of those shirts that's got the crinkled look and you can sort of get away with it. But
you're that's not a thing anymore.
But you're very neatly put together, David. Of course you iron your stuff.
Yeah, because that hides the mess inside.
Well, there you go, you see. And we end on that perfectly. The iron is hiding the mess inside. But I like to think that this episode of My Mate Bought a Toaster has revealed the mess inside David Morgan since 2002.
And I can now say, my mate bought an iron.
My mate bought an iron. That will be the sequel.
I'm not going to lie. I did fully research which iron to buy.
Oh, did you? Was this like an Amazon's choice iron?
No, I didn't use Amazon because that would be ridiculous. I went to outside sources.
Did you go to the shop and say, oh, thanks, Mr. Lewis?
No, I did deep Googling to like find actual reviews because I was like, who makes the irons that are expensive?
Right.
And there's always, the factory then always makes other stuff. So this is a factory that makes the expensive irons.
Ooh. That's genius.
I've never used that method before.
So these are the offcuts of irons. So
they're all made of all the same parts, they just have different branding.
Wow. Absolutely. See,
it
again.
It's 85% five star reviews.
It's a really, I'm not going to lie, it's a really good iron.
85% of Phillips iron. That's the point.
That's what I mean. They essentially make Phillips stuff, but it's not Phillips, it's the other one.
It's called iCock.
Oh, no, again, funny.
Well, David, we've ended with a hot cock, and you have been an absolute pleasure. Thank you so much for coming on.
Thanks for having me.
I'm really thrilled you came and did it. Where can we find you on social media and all that business?
I'm at This Is David on pretty much everything.
Great, well done, very consistent.
Even TikTok.
TikTok.
That's why I sign up to these things, because I'm so scared that they'll become massive and I'm not on it, so I have to get my username. The fact I'm This Is David M on Snapchat makes me really annoyed.
Have you tried to get back in touch with Snapchat? Have you found that This Is David, and is he active?
I will
on Snapchat.
Hunt him down.
Thanks for coming on. And Samantha Baines, as ever, there we are. There's another episode done. Well, you did the intro today, so do you want to do the outro as well? I feel like I can kick back.
I don't know what you normally say. Okay. Thanks for listening to My Mate Bought a Toaster with me, Samantha Baines, and Tom Price. We will be back.
Less contempt in Tom Price there. Tom
there Price. Was anger in there.
It was.
I've been told off by your mum.
Yeah. Building up. She's furious at me.
She'd do an episode without me when I'm on holiday.
Yeah, that's what happens. She's still very cross about it.
I can imagine Sam Baines being angry about that.
I'm needy about it. Anyway,
she's
going
to
read
all the reviews to that particular episode to make sure that no one goes, oh my God, that went great.
Thank God you did it without Sam. We'll be back with more episodes, and you can tweet us at
Toaster Pod.
And you can leave us amazing reviews saying how integral I am to the show. And that when I go on holiday, everything should pause in everyone's lives that I know. No one should do anything without me. Basically, people just can't have fun or do nice stuff when I'm not around.
That's fine.
#FOMO.
I approve of that. In that case, get ready for the end of fun until our episode next week. Thanks for listening. Goodbye.
GreatBigOwl.com.
Hi guys, Shangela Superfemio here, telling you to please listen to the Brian and Roger podcast. Now, I don't know who's written it, but whoever it is probably a genius. So I think you should give it a listen because it's such great stuff.